From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 23, 2014. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star. Hudson Police Chief Edward Moore told the Common Council Police Committee Monday, December 22, he is in favor of body cameras for police officers. Funding for the cameras was cut from the 2015 budget, but Moore told the committee grants to support the purchase of cameras are now more generally available. He said the department would need a minimum of 5 cameras to meet the minimum patrol requirements and still have one left as a replacement when repairs were needed. Quote, I would prefer to purchase one that integrates with the cars. I'll hold off as this develops and see if money is coming in from outside the city. I think it would resolve a lot of issues quickly, unquote, Moore said. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting the average retail gasoline prices in New York have fallen an additional 6.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.90 per gallon Sunday. This compares with the national average, which has fallen 10.8 cents per gallon in the last week, to $2.42. Locally, prices varied from $2.73 to $2.94 per gallon. Prices reported Sunday were 76 cents per gallon lower than the same day 1 year ago, and are 31.2 cents per gallon lower than a month ago. The national average has fallen 41.1 cents per gallon during the last month and stands 80.4 cents per gallon lower this day a year ago. The New York State Education Department last week announced the overall high school graduation rate for students who entered the ninth grade in 2010 and received a diploma in 4 years increased to 76% statewide, up from nearly 75% the year before. The rates reflected the achievement of the first group of students to enter high school after the adoption of the Common Core standards in New York. The average graduation rate in both Columbia and Greene counties was 86%, higher than the state average. The new Lebanon Central School District topped the list with a four-year completion rate of 97%, followed by Hunter-Tannersville with 94%, Chatham at 92%, and Windham-Ashland-Jewett at 91%. At the bottom of the list, Catskill with 76% and Hudson City with 72%. The average dropout rate reported in these six districts located in Columbia County at 7.2% was higher than for schools located in Greene County with 5%. Hudson had the highest dropout rate for all students in both counties at 16%. Dropout rates reported for various subgroups within the Hudson student body were higher still. 31% of students with disabilities, 20% of the economically disadvantaged, and 19% of black students that entered the ninth grade in 2010 had dropped out by the spring of 2014, according to NYSED. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Olana Partnership and the Thomas Cole National Historic Site are partnering to launch a joint exhibition of contemporary art. The exhibition will be entitled River Crossings: Contemporary Art Comes Home. The project's primary goal is to attract new visitors to the region through a comprehensive, multimedia marketing plan and the creation of a documentary film. River Crossings, opening in May 2015, is a new initiative that will host contemporary art in the 19th century interiors and on the grounds of the two sites. For the local weather forecast, today rain, possibly mixed with sleet, becoming all rain after 1 p.m., a high near 42, the chance of precipitation is 100%. Tuesday night, rain likely mainly after 3 a.m., cloudy with a low around 39, the chance of precipitation is 70%. Wednesday, rain with a high near 53, Wednesday night, rain with a low around 53. Thursday, Christmas Day, showers likely before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 55, Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. And Friday, sunny with a high near 47, Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunrise today was at 7:21 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:27 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 5 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fourth Tuesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Canaan Zoning Board of Appeals is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1647 County Route 5 in Canaan, 781-3144. The Catskill Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street, 943-2141. The Chatham Central Board of Education meeting is at 6:30 p.m. at the high school, 50 Woodbridge Ave, Chatham, 392-2400. The COPAIC Agriculture and Farming Protection Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road, 329-1234. The Greene County Tourism Advisory Committee meeting is at 9:30 a.m. at 411 Main Street in Catskill, 943-3223. and the Greenport Planning Board meetings at 7:30 p.m. at Greenport Town Hall, Town Hall Drive in Hudson, 828-4656. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.